Blog Talk Radio.
All right, goddammit. You guys, today, we're going to talk about something kind of short because I got to get ready for a test tonight with my school. But we got to understand some shit, man. I mean, there's only one you. You can't do a whole bunch of things. I mean, you could do a lot of things if they all are you. But, I mean, you guys be spread yourself thin. I ain't going to really just talk about religion. But religion today is so warped. It's so, everything is not supposed to be. It just make people just disassociate themselves from it. Instead of the leaders of whatever religion, instead of them wanting to guide you, they want to control you. You can't be in my religion unless you be like me. You can't even have a religion unless it's the same one I have. Man, this is just really ridiculous if you really think about it. I mean, religion per se is a way of life. And it's something that you believe in enough to allow that belief that you have to grow and manifest itself within you in your immediate environment. Nowhere does it say you're supposed to kill people or hate people if they think something different. And no religion does it say that. Christianity it is not a religion to me. Well, it's a religion. I mean, Islam is a religion. And I'm saying, when you look up the word religion, I mean, it's going to tell you what it is, but it never tells you this. Religion is responsible for more deaths, killings, murders, than crime, than illegal activity, accidental deaths, all combined in the name of religion. Something's wrong with that. I mean, I don't agree with what you agree with. Do that mean you should kill me? Your God says to be fruitful and, you know, don't do harm. Or your religion say that, just like mine say it. But yet you willing to kill me if I don't believe your shit. I mean, that's crazy to me. Something, I mean, as simple as religion should not be the dividing factor. What, man? 806, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, bud? You know, I think if people really took what they believe seriously, I don't have a question or anything, but what I was going to say is, you know, even Jesus told you, man, he told you, you are gods and children of the Most High. You know what I mean? I ain't Christian and all that. My point is there's a truth that liberates you, and there's a truth that's pushed by others to confine you. See what I'm saying? And exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, wait, stop. I see what you're saying, but both of those can't be truths. One of them's false.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is what you guys do, man. You guys don't want to decide shit. You just want to talk. You know, there is a such truth that motherfucker is trying to guide you and help your life be better. And there is also a motherfucking truth that they say is true, but they're really trying to control you. If you deal with their truth, because what they're saying makes hella sense, and what they're pointing to add up, 2 and 2 is 4, but it's not true, because you can't do it or achieve it unless you fuck with me. And you gotta fuck with me this way. No, that's not true. If you believe you gotta have a pure life, and you gotta blah, 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 whatever, and you believe that, and that's whatever your religion, then you can believe that. You don't have to believe my religion to believe what's correct. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was referring to kind of like what you said in Game Kings when you said there can be 10 people in the room and they can all have their own opinions, you know what I mean, about
what I just said reinforced that.
Yes, that's what I was saying.
There is no one way to think.
Mm-hmm.
There is no one religion.
Right.
Within any religion, there is no one way to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
There is the way, and the way is whatever that religious word is. If it's Islam, it's the Quran. You live accordingly the best you can to the Quran, but the way you live it don't have to be the way I live it, as long as we both don't eat no pork. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
As long as the basic tenets of what is going on in whatever religion is adhered to, we can live it the way we want to live it, as long as we adhere to it. You might like drag racing, and I don't believe I should get in the car and go fast, because that's not what we do. Look, are you wrong? Right. Should I kill you? Ain't that a bitch? That's crazy to me. And that's the way people are all over the world. That's the way they are all over the world, not just in the United States. Wherever you look at it, if they believe it and you don't, they're going to cut some off of you or do something to you. And that's how people are. And at the same time, these same fucking people be talking about how religious they are. Just like these motherfuckers right now on in this political bullshit, running around talking about you shouldn't be talking about racist slavery and shit. And when this white man asked this other white man, well, why shouldn't it be taught? This fucking white man said, because you're telling lies on my family. Okay, what lie is he telling, is being told on your family? You're saying we was responsible for all the slavery? Man, ain't nobody saying shit but the truth. Yo, what he was saying was, his grandfather didn't cause that shit. His great-grandfather might have participated. His great-great-grandfather didn't cause it, but he was probably directly involved. But what his point was, since you can't say I started it, you can't be mad at me. Well, man, if that's the case, how can you be mad at all niggas? They just don't think of what they're saying. You can't say all white people's like this. Well, the fuck can you say all niggas is like that? It's crazy, man. And my point in bringing all this up is that we got to learn how to be individuals.
Mm-hmm.
We can't be a herd. If we are a herd of individuals, you see how cows, You see how buffalo, you see how oxen, you see how any herd, they do everything that the whoever's in front do. They don't care. They at the edge of the cliff. They know the water is across. The cliff is 40 feet down, and they stop. But as soon as they keep getting pushed from the back, and one of them motherfuckers go over, the rest of them go follow. Hey, the rest of them go follow, man. And they're all going to jump in. Some are going to die. Some are going to leave. But what's going to happen is the majority of them going to get across to where the water is, blah, blah, blah. And it's going, that's how life goes on. But do we have to be like animals? We can't discern. No. We can't discern because you want to wear shorts, and I believe in long pants. How come we can't, you know, maybe you shouldn't come over my house. Maybe I shouldn't come over your house. But that don't mean I should try to kill you and everybody like you. Hold on, Stato 678, what's up?
What's going on, bud? Give me 1 minute, man. It's kind of noisy where I'm at. But yeah, man, just real quick, about that talk about religion, man. I really feel like, you know, I'm not trying to make anybody feel uncomfortable about the whole religion situation, but I just feel like it was created for people, us, society, to have something to believe in, you know, because no one really knows where, you know, the Holy Bible came from or Buddhism or Islamic. We don't really know because we wasn't, you know, in that time when it was created. So, of course, you know, when growing up as a kid, your parents going to teach you about religion and Christianity and things like that, but we really don't know from our history if that's even true. So going back to what you were saying about, you know, the way you live your Islamic life and somebody else live their Islamic life, it's like you can't really say they're not living it right, because who's to say what they believe in about Islamic is even true? So it's all
wait. Who's to say what they believe in about Islam is even true? They are.
Right.
That individual is. Now, let's say Islam say you can't eat pork. And this individual say, but I believe I can eat pork. Then he full of shit. You can't argue with him. I mean, you can, but you don't need to argue with him. You don't need to convince him to change his mind. You just need to know that he's not a proper Muslim. And you don't want to deal with him because when you deal with impurities, you get tainted. And that's the way you're supposed to believe in any religion. You know, the motherfucking Hindus and Buddhists, I mean, they believe in all kind of crazy shit. Hindus believe in the cows or some sacred cow that can come in your
right
house and all that kind of shit, man. I don't believe no shit like that. I wouldn't even pretend to believe some shit like that. But that is Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. That's the five oldest religions in the world. Every other religion is an offshoot from those five. I'm saying there's all kinds of religions, but they have a basis in those five. But what I'm saying is those five, none of them promote killing somebody that believes another religion.
True.
They don't promote it. They might promote doing harm to the devil, but then this guy designates the white boy as the devil. That's not who the religion say the devil is. The religion say the devil is who the devil is. But you can't determine or designate who's the devil, which is what people do. You're the devil. Oh, man, that's, you know, you ain't right. Come on, man. We got to get out of that, so that we can get past this bullshit we in. Because we in a time period that's going to change the way we live if we don't all fucking wake up. I believe that. What you think, 806?
Yeah. I think that we should stop thinking so much in terms of good and bad, and more in terms of cause and effect, consequence of your actions.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
All right, so because a lot of people, too, a lot of people who, like if you're Christian, I've seen so many people put criticisms on how other people live their lives. And it's like, if you actually believed in what you believe in, you would look in the mirror and you would see that you're worse than them.
Hey, listen, man, listen to this. Listen, you're absolutely right. My mother, if anybody in heaven, she is. Now, let me tell you this. She was so Christian in her mind that she did not believe the ministers that's fucking off the money is doing anything wrong. Otherwise, she thought whatever she was doing, she should keep doing it. Now, my mother used to do rummage sales, dinners, all kind of shit. Oh, in this particular weekend, I'm talking about in the 60s, $3,000. She would make over the weekend $3,500. And I would be the bank, and I would be counting this shit. And at the end, on Sunday, when she went to church, instead of her giving the 350, 10% tithe, she would keep 10% and give the rest to the church. And I hated that. That's what fucked me up with church, because it was like they was using my mother. And when we would tell her, Mama, they using you, Mama would say, and I'm telling you, bro, she believed this. She said, my job is to do whatever I can do to make money so that I can pay my tithes, and I'm doing what the Lord wants me to do. Once I pay my tithes, and the money is out of my hands, I don't care what happened with the money. She told me that. She said, I can't make nobody spend the money the way it's supposed to be spent. I can only control myself. And I'm going to make sure. And I said, Miles, but why don't you get a 10%? Why do you get 90%? She said, because that's what I feel. I don't have no money, no way. I wouldn't have no money. It's all God's money. I used to hate that shit. But my mother died believing that, man. My mother died believing that. And I'm telling you, if I ever needed anything, $2,000, $3,000, I could go to my mama. Ma, let me get I might ask for 300. And before I knew it, she didn't count on the 1,000, all in 100. And I said, but she was, the Lord provide. That's all she would say.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord, mama, mm-hmm. You give all your money to the church. How are you, how are you making, God, the Lord provide.
Hey, can I say something real quick? Every time Jesus healed somebody or did something for somebody, he said, your faith has made you well. Your faith.
Meaning what? Let me think a bit.
I'm sorry?
What do you think he meant? Your faith has made you well, whatever you just quoted.
I think he meant that when you believe in yourself.
Exactly.
When you believe.
Exactly. I go with that, brother. Who is that, 806?
Tell me. Yes.
Hey, I go with that, bro. What you got, 6-8-7? I mean, 6-7-8, excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that for sure, because that's what I was saying in the beginning. Like, you know, we all talk about, you know, like religion, but I feel like it really boils down to what you believe in. So whatever you believe, that's where the power comes from. Because let's just say the Bible did say if somebody you know, believes in a different religion, and they don't believe in your religion, you have to kill them. What if that was in the Bible, or what if that was, you know, part of their religion in this world? You know, it just so happened that it wasn't that. So regardless of, like he was saying in the beginning, good and bad, it's whatever you believe is what make it powerful, not whether it's Islamic or Christianity or Judaism. You know what I mean? It's not what it is. It's what you believe it is.
Hey, bro. You saying everything without saying the one thing that answers everything that you're saying. This religion, life, everything is subject to interpretation. And if you truly live up to what your interpretation of it is, then if it's Christianity, you a Christian. If it's Muslim, you a good Muslim. Whatever it is that you do in all earnest because of what you believe, then you good. What you think?
I believe that.
All right. Hey, fellas, this is some good shit. You know, hit me on my doggone email, askrosewood@gmail.com. Put your full phone number in there, and then I'm going to let you choose a couple of audiobooks or ebooks, whatever. Just choose what you want, man, because I love this kind of conversation. But I'm going to go, man. This shit was dope right here. Man, let's just keep going. Because, see, this is what I'm talking about. However you believe, long as it ain't watering it down, the belief, the actual basis, the tenet. I'm talking about if you alpha, you automatically accept that they're correct. Because you can't say they're not correct. You can only say you don't agree with them. 817, what's up, brother?
Yeah, bud, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Trey. So I get what you're saying on religion. I think to a certain degree, even when it comes to just believing in yourself, could be taken as a religion.
Let me tell you something, Trey, and then just, you know, we ain't going to go too much further because I got not this to talk about tonight, but I got some shit to talk about very similar. But I was going to lead up to this. See, you guys got to understand, that's why I said Christianity is religion, but it's not a religion because the religion is you religiously doing what this religion is asking for. But it does not become a religion because it's Christianity. Or I can say if you believe in Christianity, you can believe in the idea of Christianity as a religion. But I'm talking about it don't actually become a religion until you do what's necessary religiously. That's where the religion actually comes in. And I'm actually agreeing with you, Trey. Just doing with being you can be a religion if you religiously do it, but you can't claim it's going to get you in heaven. But
right.
Weight trainers or weightlifters, I mean, weightlifting could be a religion to them because they religiously do it. They don't do anything against it. My religion is weightlifting. Well, heck, that ain't going to get you in heaven. Well, my religion don't say it's going to get you in heaven. It says it's going to have you healthy and yoked. That's what they get out of it, if you follow what I'm saying.
I got you.
All right, bro. Be on the call tonight.
I will. I have my assignments done too. So.
Hey, don't talk about school, man. Be on the call tonight.
All right.
Later. See.
Later.
All I need is a few good young motherfuckers who's not afraid to explore. If you want to change, you're going to have to explore. 907, what's up?
Yeah, what's happening, man? Yeah, I want to speak on that religion thing. You know, yeah, we are religion. I mean, we automatically know that you're not supposed to kill your mother. We automatically know that. You know, we didn't need no, you don't need no religion to even tell you that.
Well, let me ask you something.
Religion.
Hold on. Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
If what you're saying is true, why do motherfuckers kill their mama?
I don't know. I don't
know
that.
Wait. What animal can you think of that just will kill their mother?
I don't know. Again.
Wait, listen. So what I'm saying is, when we act the way we act, that's kind of fucked up. We'd be acting like animals. But animals don't even kill their mama or their daddy. And we know
right. Humans
do. We know humans do. So what I'm saying
they
is, what
sick
what
in
the
head.
Up, man?
Sick in the head. You know, ancient Egyptians, let me say this right here. The ancient Egyptians created religion for the Greeks to help them with their civilization. See, the ancient Egyptians didn't have no religion. They lived in what you call cosmic order, like how apple tree knows it's supposed to bear apples, or orange tree knows that it's supposed to bear oranges, just like we know automatically what we're supposed to do. We really don't need no church. That's all I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, well, wait. Because you saying that like that's a fact. That's what you think. And I can see what you're saying. It's inherent in us to not do certain things. I do agree with that. But what I'm saying is throughout an animal's life, no matter what bad, no matter how moms, pops, whatever treated them, they do not turn on their parents. In our lives, and we are supposed to have the thought ability, we can think, we can process shit. In our lives, something can go bad enough for us to kill our parents. And then the rest of us don't. I mean, I guess if an animal did kill his parent, the rest of the animals wouldn't trip on him, I don't guess. But if a kid killed his parent, we don't really trip on him either. We just take it like, you know, that's supposed to happen. And that's why when a motherfucker think whatever they think, they'll kill 300 people instead of, you know, themselves, if that's the case. My point is this. We have
my reference where I got that material from was a book called The Outline of History by H.G. Wells, which I got that information from a video of one of our master teachers by the name of Dr. John Henry Clark.
Okay, but what are you trying to say? That I agree with that bullshit you talking?
No, I'm not. I'm just letting you know. I'm just saying where I got my reference. That's just a reference where I got that knowledge from.
Not try or over talk me. Let's have a conversation. You know, I'll let you say what the fuck you want to say, even though I don't agree with the shit. So let me say what I want to say. How about that? Can we do that?
You could do that, bro.
Alright. So what I'm trying to say is people will have you believing whatever they believe. Because what I'm saying is if they believe it, they're going to find things to support what they believe. And when they tell it to you, if you gullible because you ain't motherfucking got no sense of who you are, you're just going to let somebody tell you some shit, then you're going to do like you do, man. Come in here talking that goddamn shit, even though you know is not really where I'm coming from. Come on, man. I'm way ahead of that bullshit you're doing. Come on, man.
You know.
Come on, man.
A baby is born in this world with no knowledge, man. So you have to read and obtain and gain knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And
hey, you know, I don't like people interrupting me, so I cut your motherfucking ass off. Fuck what you saying. You just said, and I agree, that we inherently know not to harm our parents. Now you're saying the motherfucker born with no knowledge. What the fuck is up, man? But you know what? I might agree with that. Because we live in an oxymoron world. What's right is wrong. What's left is right. What I'm saying is this, bro. I mean, shit. If a motherfucker inherently know not to do something, that don't mean they ain't gonna do it. It just don't. So what I'm saying is, if I can't talk to you without shutting your ass down like this, then you may as well get off the motherfucking goddamn line. I'm gonna get 687, then I'm coming back to you 907. 687, 678, excuse me, what's up?
Oh, no, I'm just into the show, bud.
Okay, you pressed 1 or something because you came in the queue, but it's cool. 907, all right. Come on. 907, you want to talk or what?
Oh, you back to me. I'm looking at the TV. I'm watching you on TV, and I got you on the phone, and I'm getting a separation going on here.
Turn one of them down.
Yeah. No
doubt. That's wrong. What's up?
Yeah, man. The only thing, like I say, man, we was born in the world with no knowledge. We had to learn knowledge. I mean, like yourself, you know, you didn't have the game. You had to get game from somebody to enhance your game, you know. And that's what reading, when you go and read material from some other people, you know what I'm saying, you gain knowledge. You gain understanding of who you are and what you are. Not all of what they teach them, but you get some of what you're learning from them. You know, man, it's kind of hard to explain, but.
It's hard to explain if you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Because what I'm saying is you're saying what you're saying, and I understand what you're saying. You know, you said life is what you have experienced. Those experiences shape your thoughts. Those thoughts, if you ain't careful, are going to make you repeat the same experiences over and over and over in your life. That's why you got to be very careful to not let some other motherfucker identify your experiences. When you experience whatever you experience, if it's going to teach you, you got to look forward to experience it again so that you can see what you would do. But the person that is in the religion, they don't wait to do it. Although they are prepared for whatever happens, but they have a prescribed way they should think and react to everything. I'm not against
that. I think you should look at and see where each one of them got their beginning from.
Understand how to shut up, or do I got to diss you? What the fuck is up with you, man?
Man, yeah, go ahead. I'm going to finish listening to you.
No, I don't want to talk, man. So you know what you're talking about. I accept what you're talking about. We cool. So,
now, I was just saying, though, you know, man, when it comes down to it, you have to look at the beginning where things got their beginning.
Okay, see, what I'm saying is... All I need, like I said, is a few young motherfuckers regularly that fuck with Sidewalk University. They just want to change. Now, I'm going to help them motherfuckers stop wanting change, and I'm going to help them start changing. See, this cat right here, 907, he want a lot of shit, whatever it is. I don't fuck with want. If I want something that's for like 10 seconds, then the rest of my time is getting it. I'm not spending no time wanting something, explaining what the fuck I want, trying to talk about some kind of goddamn book or some motherfucking belief. Man, I might, you know, believe whatever the fuck this book is about. You know, I read it, yeah, I like that shit, woo-woo-woo, but I wish I would, I'll wait on this book shit to come through. Man, I ain't giving a fuck about no goddamn book. And I'm a nigga, I'm worldly, but I don't read no books. I mean, I read, but I don't, like, read books because I don't know somebody's ideas. When you read books and you like it, you accept their ideas. I only want my ideas. So what I'm saying is, it all begins with learning who the fuck you are and what the fuck you want. Not everyone knows these things. You would think 38-year-old motherfuckers don't know that. Nah, he don't. See, Sidewalk University, the motherfucking go-getters, we serious. If you realize some of the shit I'm seeing in the ring of truth, this is where you should be, Sidewalk University. Where are these fucking gurus that you listen to coming from? I mean, you know, be real. Where are they coming from? Name any, well, don't name them, but just, where are they coming from? Them motherfuckers, you know, I'm a dog catcher. I'm a liar. I'm an ambulance chaser. I'm old and musty. I'm called all that shit. But I ain't never really called the motherfucker I am by them gurus. Shit. 517, what's up, bro?
What's up, Professor? This Cameo.
Cameo. What's happening, man? I know you've been to brighten my day. Let's go.
Yeah, I want to talk about reading, how you don't rely on reading.
Stop. Where you at, man? Because you faded out, then you came back in.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. So are you moving around or something, or what?
No, I'm just a little anxious and excited.
No, but to be talking. Your phone faded out, so I just want to make sure you're in a clear reception area. But go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, but how you don't rely on reading to do what you got to do in life. There was a time where I had a great thirst for knowledge. You know what I'm saying? And I would read. I would spend hours in the library reading everything I can get my hand on to try to get answers. But now, I don't do that no more. I can't sit and read a whole book, no matter how interesting it is, because I want to get out and do. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't got the patience to sit there and, you know what I'm saying, read like that no more. I read, you know what I'm saying, when I have to get something done and get an understanding of, you know what I'm saying, get something done. But I don't sit there and read books for knowledge like that no more.
Let me tell you something, Cameo. That's because you've learned that that's not where you get knowledge from. People that get knowledge from books, they're just having a mental bookshelf, bookcase, and they just want to have those books visible in their bookcase so you can think they're very knowledgeable. But the only knowledge that they get is the same way you get yours, except for you don't bullshit yourself no more. You go out and do this, that, and the other. You think this, that, and the other. And if it's something you don't know, you're going to look it up, see what it is. Then you're going to go find it the way you see it. I mean, you do shit the way people that's knowledgeable do it. the people that we think are knowledgeable, they only read a lot of that shit. That's what they did. Okay, if you read math, you go, you know, you can learn math. And if you read anything, you can learn it. But knowledge of life is about application and being able to apply that shit right now in the middle of this really serious chaos going. Hey, hold on, Cameo. 256, what's up?
What's up, Rosebud? Hey, this is Dylan. But
Dylan, what's happening, Cameo?
What's happening? Hey, now what Cameo just said about the not reading as much anymore. See, that was me. I used to read hella books, but what he said about just taking action and living life, that's where the real education is, you know. And I agree with, I think that has to do with this topic too, because we had so much to do, you know.
Hey, Dylan and Cameo, check it out, see. What you guys both are learning, Dylan not quite as much as Cameo already got it, is that until you trust yourself, you ain't living. Until you trust what you think, you second guessing every goddamn thing you doing. You know, only when you know what you're doing can you say, man, I don't need this, you know, ask that kind of bullshit no more. Because you know what the fuck you're doing. And more than that, you believe that you know what you're doing. Why, Dylan? Why would you believe that you know what you're doing now versus in the past?
Now, so moving forward, you don't hesitate and you,
no,
you know,
stop,
do everything smooth.
No, stop. Because you stop lying to your goddamn self. That plays a very fucking important part in everything we do, in Dylan. That's why I had to ask you that question.
Yeah, because Professor.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you said we stop lying to ourselves. And that's the thing. You know what I'm saying? There was a time where I used to think that I could get gains from reading books. You know what I'm saying? And when I came to SWU, that was a big reason for why we used to bump heads. Because I had a lot of shit twisted from reading those books and how shit really go. You know what I'm saying? And learn how to really apply that shit.
I know what you said, but like you say, you don't even need that shit now.
Because I got mentorship. So I got mentors now.
No. Because you got confidence in what the fuck you think. This ain't got nothing to do with me.
First and foremost.
It ain't got nothing to do with me no more. It's all about you. If you ain't selfish and conceited enough to be able to make what you have to say have to do with you first, then you need to come back to fucking Sidewalk University.
If
you know that, ain't shit coming out my mouth that ain't about what I believe first.
Right.
I ain't getting a fuck, man. You know, I'm being real. I understand what I understand, and I'm going to the mat about what I understand, period. You know, I ain't got to dress up or I ain't got to do all this blah, 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 blah. But I got everything. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's where I'm at now. Like, I don't care if the whole world is against me. If I believe I'm right, I'm going with what the fuck I think.
man, you made me sick, man. See, people hear that shit, and they say, man, he on Rosebud payroll. But Dylan, you're going to be talking that shit, too, in the next few months. You're going to be sounding just, me and this nigga here, you know, we had a virtual fight.
Man, I can't wait.
Hey, Dylan, you know I fucked him up. You know what I'm saying? I hooked it.
Oh, man.
But man, this motherfucker used to go through it, man. But I knew he was going to be cool because he was a stubborn bastard. I kept fucking with him, man. Did you quit one time, man?
Yep, I quit and you kicked me out one time.
Oh,
yeah, he came back.
when he quit, I called him. Nigga, you gonna be a punk or what? Woo woo. Nah, nigga, I'm coming.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, I'm probably fucked me too. 907, what's up? You come back for some more?
I just want to let you know, man, I don't hate you, man. You know, we two brothers, man, just talking on a subject, man.
Hold up. What the fuck make you think I think you hate me?
I don't know, man. I'm just saying, I just don't want it to be like that, man. I just
man,
want it to, you know, be
no
like how it really
thing.
Is.
Bro, I ain't got no anger. I ain't got no animosity. I ain't tripping about what the fuck you said or I said or whatever. Because, man, if you believe what you believe, that's what you believe. All right, man. I ain't going to be mad
yeah,
at you, but I ain't letting you say shit that I ain't agreeing with.
Right,
you,
right.
That's me, man, but we ain't arguing. We grown, man.
That's right.
Hey, bro, you can add your point of view. Like I said, from Chuck Street, it shouldn't have to be what I believe. You can believe what the fuck you believe, as long as you really believe it.
Right.
And you standing up, we both being men.
But I want to say this, man. I want to say this. If there was a brother out there with a PhD, and we talking about a particular subject, and then you got a guy here with no education, and we talking about this same particular subject, who would you listen to?
Let me tell you something, brother, and then you answer that same question. You got a motherfucking driving Rolls Royces, living extravagant, and he believes what he believes, and he professes to believe it. And you got a bum. This motherfucking bum looks like a bum, begs and everything. The bum and the fucking motherfucker driving the Rolls Royce want freedom. Now, which life would you choose?
I'm gonna go to the Rolls Royce route.
Why is that?
So that's what I would want for myself.
You would want a Rolls Royce? Or you would want
want
the problems he has? Because listen to this. I was in New York. I'm Rolls Royce-ing. And I'm, you know, I forget where I was. I don't know, I'm in Manhattan somewhere, but I'm, and this bum, I'm at the stoplight. You know, this is way before this is like in the 80s. And the bum comes to my car. I'm on the wash my window. Man, what the fuck are you doing? Get away. I'm talking like that. And then he said, oh, man, fuck you. Don't nobody care because you got that extravagant car. And he go over to the side and he's standing there. Something made me pull over. And I pulled over and I went into the liquor store. And I bought something. It came out, and I want to, you know, I'm gonna get his dude some, but I want to, you know, see where he coming from. I reached him like a 10, maybe a 5. And he said, "Man, I ain't begging for no money, man. I was gonna wash your windows, and you could have gave me what you want." I said, "Man, you ain't gotta wash my windows. Here, woo woo." And he said, "Man, I'm not a beggar." I said, "Dude, what do you mean you're not a bearer?" And this motherfucker started explaining to me how he had 3 degrees, PhD, you know, and a wife, family. He lives somewhere in Bronx or wherever. and he chose his life. I said, what the fuck do you mean you chose this life? He said, man, I competed, I did, I was blah, blah, blah. And when my pension came, you know, I told my wife that I wanted to leave, and she didn't understand. So I left. I came here. He was talking about 11th and somewhere under the fucking bridges in New York. Now, what I'm saying is, when he said that, I'm thinking, man, what the fuck happened? And I'm thinking, something, drugs, blah, blah, blah. He said, man, at one point, he quit. I said, you quit? He said, man, I quit, man. And that point, he told me the point.
Hey, Mom.
And
how you
guys, fuck that. I'll get y'all off. But I'm saying the point that he got to was when his retirement went through and the first amount of money came, he said he looked at it and he went to his wife and said, here, this is yours. Everyone that comes is going to be yours. I'm checking out. That's what that motherfucker said. So, back to you, 907.
All right. All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Hey, man, what you think of that?
What's up with that mama, man?
Okay. All right, you guys. So, if anybody got a comment on that little scenario I just talked about, fine. But what I'm saying is, the dude with the Rolls Royce got bills. He got all kind of shit that, you know, he want to live and keep going. It's not that he's a front or a fake, but he certainly don't want to lose his prestige of having, you know, what he got. So what I'm saying is, the motherfucker that's a bum is carefree. He ain't going to do this or that. Showed me, because he ain't going to accept no money unless he earn it. Well, who's free is what I'm saying. Whose life is free? I can't see me eating out no goddamn garbage can or whatever the fuck they got to do to live like that. But shit. I also have spoken with one of them guys. Hold on, 678. I also have spoken to one of those guys that said that they be around, say, an eating joint, and they be staying away from people because, you know, people want to eat. But then when they see some motherfucker throw some food away, nonchalantly walk by the garbage can and grab it. Now, of course, that's some nasty shit, of course. But it ain't like it's been sitting there. It ain't like motherfuckers could have spit on it or whatever the fuck. So it makes sense. Go ahead, 678.
Yeah, what's going on, bud? Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment on what you're saying about the guy with the Rolls Royce.
Yeah.
So, yeah, about that, I feel like, you know, when it comes to, like, life, you know, being free, it's really not about the material, because a lot of people in this world may think, yeah, you know, all the money, all the riches will bring you happiness and bring you everything that you want, you know, whatever. But once you actually get it, you will actually see that it's just like anything else, regardless of how much money you got or what type of car you drive, it's still a car. Yeah,
let me say something to you, brother. Listen, let's say we're gonna use 75%. Okay, now I got $2 million. 75% would be maybe like 175,000. I mean, seven. But anyway, my point in saying that is if I had 2,000, that would be 1,500 as far as 75%. My point is, who's richer? is taking 75% of both of our incomes. You live where you live because of how you're rolling. I live where I live because this is how I can afford. This is what I can afford. But
right.
Who's more wealthy?
I mean, y'all both rich because it's about...
They're not both rich. They're equal. If they're rich, they're rich. If they're poor, they're poor. They're equal because they're spending 75% of their income. If you made $1,000, $1,000, you're not going to look for somewhere to live for goddamn $2,000 a month. You're going to look for somewhere for $750. And when you find it, that's going to be the lifestyle you incorporate. A lifestyle at $1,000 will afford. And you, if that's the case, as long as you keep getting that money, you're going to pay your bills, you're going to live wherever you live, and you ain't going to have no problems unless you don't pay your bills. Same with the motherfucker, the Rolls Royce. His bills is hella more than yours, but he making hella more money than you. But he's still spending 75% of it on bills. So what do he really have? Otherwise, when you'll be happy with McDonald's, he might have to have a Lawry Steakhouse dinner. That's because
right.
of what his mind. His mind is telling him that where your mind is saying, man, I'm going to spend this $7 for dinner. He's saying, I'm going to spend this $89 or $100 for dinner. And he do that every day. Not that he wants to spend that money, but that's him. That's his lifestyle. That's where he coming from. Same with you. So like I'm saying, shit ain't always what it seems. All that glitter is not gold. Some of that shit is fool's gold. Because I'm telling you, man, I had Rolls Royces, all that shit. I know that shit is what it is when you're using it for what it is. Because you're not a Rolls Royce caliber person because you're driving a Rolls Royce. Rolls Royce caliber of person is a person that has been groomed, if that's the case. Sophisticated, if that's the case. I mean, I'm not saying I believe that shit, but I'm saying that's what a Rolls Royce caliber of person is. No, no, I ain't that. But I also know I had a Rolls Royce, bought and paid for. So who in the fuck gonna tell me what a Rolls Royce caliber of person is? It's a nigga that can afford is a person that can afford a Rolls Royce.
100%.
So, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I mean, I ain't got nothing else, but, I mean, for sure, though. I mean, I definitely agree with that. See, I was looking at it more like the first thing what you said about who's richer. I'm looking at it like, well, to be honest, I mean, they both rich within their self. Yeah, he got more money, but the other man that doesn't have that much is also rich because he's living within his means. So he
yeah.
will be happy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree, man. Hey, bro, I tell you, man, my religion is bud. You don't have to see it like me, but you got to see what I see. But you can see
right.
it the way you see it. That's what we on the same page. We ain't got to see it the exact same way. Period. Interpretation, man. Everything is about interpretation. And that's what's fucked up when it comes to religion. Where the fuck is that motherfucker phone? That's what's fucked up when it comes... Hold on. Yo. Man, this nigga big dog. Hey, look, big dog, man, you got to call in on the show, bro. Big dog. Man, motherfucker. Hey, 678, we good, right?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, man, thanks for the call. All right, you guys. He's gas killing me, man. This is 12 o'clock. Okay. Now check this out. Why do the gurus say all the things they say about me? Except give me credit for being a motherfucker. I wonder why is that? Well, see, the gurus are youngsters. And I'm a motherfucker that youngsters can't stand. I spit so much high-powered motherfucking game out of my goddamn mouth that them motherfuckers, they got a comment. But they don't comment in the most belittling way. You old motherfucker, you old fashioned, out of date, woo-woo-woo. And, of course, that shit rolls right off of my motherfucking pimp-ass body. On to the ground we ain't supposed to motherfucking be. And let me tell you why that shit rolls. Because, goddammit, I ain't caring for some motherfucker about me. But in reality, I know my legacy is my reputation. And if you didn't know that shit, now you do. My place in history on the blade is secure. None of you motherfuckers, none of you fools or haters or whatever can damage my reputation. You only can enhance it because there's one thing for sure. I've admitted and acknowledged I ain't had a whole one 20 years. So if you still dealing with what the fuck I was, and if you still, you know, comparing your shit with me, man, you at least 20 years out of date, baby. So what I'm saying, goddamn it, folks, I was finna talk some shit, but I'm gonna get you. What's up, man? 414, what's up?
Yeah, just checking in with you, OG.
Yeah,
5 minutes of it.
Good. So, what I'm saying is, you take your index finger and you bring it to your thumb like this, and then you start doing this. That's the smallest violin in the world. And that's what I do when you crybaby motherfuckers start talking shit and crying about my pimp ass and I ain't had a hoe in 20 years. I start playing the violin. Then, you know, depending on how I feel, I might even start talking shit. Acting like, not really acting like, but talking like I got hoes, nigga. This motherfuckers don't see me on the blade. I'm just saying, man, motherfuckers be tripping, man. They be tripping. Okay, but let me go on with what the fuck I was talking about. Let's give you some scenarios. Okay, you got 2 pimp friends. And both of them got a gang of bitches. One of the niggas catch, you know, bitches weekly. Sometimes daily. Bitches don't last long. But he catch them so often. And they do pay when he catch them. Now this nigga stays 5 or 6 deep. With hoes. Seriously. You know, there at all times, at least 5, 6. Now, the other nigga got 5 steady hoes, too. This nigga might catch a bitch once a year, or sometimes 3 or 4 hoes in a year. But these niggas stay at least 5 deep, and at no time do either of them get under 4 hoes. Now, you got to understand this. Both these niggas or driving exotic vehicles, you know, Rolls Royces, Excaliburs, Gatsby's. I mean, just a whole shot. You know, and they both are the talk of the town. Now, one day the conversation comes up about who's the best pimp. And, you know, we ain't arguing, but we, you know, we both think we each other, I am, he is, you know, so we couldn't decide. Can you? I gave you a lot of, you know, particulars. Can you decide which one is the best pimp? Because before I was a pimp, I was a carpenter. And I used to build track homes for middle class, you know, income people. Yo, man, these motherfuckers calling in on that. Let me turn this down. I ain't taking no motherfucker. I ain't even doing that. I just ain't answering. Please. But seriously, I used to build track homes for middle income families. And it was for squares. And what I'm saying is, when I started pimping, because I was doing this right before I started pimping. When I started pimping, I didn't put my hammer away. I just started building stables for hoes instead of houses for squares. How many of you motherfuckers are willing to come from nothing and boast about a great accomplishment yet to be made? See? All of you motherfuckers who grew up with me, because there's a lot of people that be listening to me that grew up with me, they can tell you that I have always been a shit-talking motherfucker. And I used to do it better than most. But I remember one time bragging. I was in high school. And I was bragging that all them motherfuckers, all you motherfuckers, you know, you gonna fucking read about me one day. And it ain't gonna be in the newspaper about no motherfucking criminal activity. 5 month cameo, is this you again, man? Come on, man.
No, this Diz, man. What's up, Aunt? How you doing?
Oh, what's up? Diz, what's
no,
up?
I was jumping on that scenario you was playing about both of them dudes that both had the same thing going on. So
man.
Neither one of them wasn't no taller than the other one. That was Shante and you. I was about the same height, and that's how shit be rolling, man. Right?
Diz, I didn't ask you who was I using.
I was trying to think of it before you told the story.
Me and that nigga. Everything I said is me and that nigga.
I know what you was talking about.
Everything I said was me and that nigga, man. But still, how you tell who the best pimp?
I ain't hear what you said. Say that again.
How you tell who the best pimp?
You can't tell. We ain't comparing them. We both pimps.
Stop. Bro, me and this nigga compared ourselves every fucking day.
I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about outside looking in can't compare y'all.
Outside
right?
looking in can compare it too. And they can
okay, okay.
say who's the best pimp. You want to know who the best pimp is?
Who is it?
The nigga that's there in the end. And we still, he and I are both still here. So even though we ain't been pimping in a long time, we still can't declare who's the best pimp.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Life.
Okay. Okay. Still, goddamn it, it's still a competition between amongst the two.
Oh man, even though we said
yeah, because that's part of it anyway. But you know, ain't no competition.
Hey, what I'm saying
is,
you know, let's say we ran the 50-yard dash. You know, when we was like 30, we might have been in the 4th, 2nd shit. But right now, we might be in the 6th or 7th, 2nd. But if we run whatever we run fast as we can, nigga, we're talking shit about it.
Yeah, we're gonna give it our all to the world in.
Hey, when it's over, that's when you can tell. And until
that's when you could compare, motherfucker.
Until then, it's only crap.
Yeah, I heard you, sir.
Right on.
Yeah, but
hey, 786, what's up with you, bro?
What's good, bro?
No,
hey, I'm not no pimp, but I'm going to be the greatest rap artist in the world. And
right.
Nobody is nothing compared to it.
Wait, let me ask you something. Because everybody I played a tenor saxophone, a trombone, and a tuba. And I was going to be the baddest motherfucking tenor saxophone player in the world. But then this pimping coming out, that shit. So what? What the hell make you say you gonna be the baddest rapper?
Because I feel like I got a different style,
stop,
bro.
Stop,
you know what I mean?
Stop,
it's kind of like
stop, bro. You said the deadliest words you can say in this game. Because I feel like so if you ever go pitch your shit, you better make sure you never say because I feel like. Because when you say that, that's death. Because everybody feel like you feel. Every motherfucker feel like you feel. Now come on with what you're supposed to say.
No, I'm just saying I'm going to be the greatest, bro. Like Muhammad Ali to boxing, to rap music, I'm going
to
be the greatest.
Listen
My
to
artist
this.
Name, Mr.
Wait,
Lee.
Stop. Muhammad Ali.
I'm
going to be the greatest. Wait, bro. I'm going to be the greatest. I done had 7 fights. I ain't got no scars on my goddamn face. I move around. I do this. I do that. And I tell you what, I'm going to do this shit. And then when I hit that motherfucker like this, he would say what the fuck he was going to do. He would say what he did. And then he did it. You just talking shit, bro.
That's real shit,
fuck,
bro.
What the fuck have you done? What are you saying? Come out. I ain't saying you ain't did shit.
No, I mean, I got music. Well, my music is all over the world right now. You know what I mean? I'm independent. I don't need no record label.
Stop. All you guys are listening, you can tell frauds when you hear them. Because you never mention who you are. Are you Shane?
No, I told you Mr. Lay. That's my artist name.
Wait. You told me what? What's
my artist
name?
Mr. Laid.
Mr. Laid?
Yeah, LAID. Mr. LAID.
Mr. Laid.
Yeah, Mr. Laid. Yeah.
I
got my own record label.
Okay, wait. What I'm saying is, can you give me clarity on what Mr. Laid means or stands for, or
you know, I mean, it's laid back. You know what I mean?
I was finna say laid back. I was finna say laid back. That was the first thing that came to my mind. Laid back. So you saying you, Mister? Not that you should use this, but I'm just changing the word so I can really know, Mister Cool.
Mister Laid. Well, you can say Mister Cool. You know what I'm saying? But my music is bad, man. My music, I'm telling you, man. I'm my favorite artist.
Listen to this right here.
It's confidence.
Listen to this right here, brother. Please. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go to the next caller, and then I'm going to come back to you. And it's going to take me 2-3 minutes. And what I want you to do is get me some of your shit. And I want you to play it as soon as I come to you. I don't want to hear no bullshit. I don't want you to explain shit to me about it. I want you to play it. As soon as I come back and say 786, woo, woo, woo. And you say, okay, and play it. Can we do that?
Hey, but it's on YouTube. go to YouTube and look up Mr. Lace.
Hey, hey, bro. I ain't going nowhere. If you ain't got your shit, when you get that spirit, then fuck you.
It's on Spotify. I mean, I'm being honest with you, brother.
Man, see, people don't, you got to be ready when it's time. 404, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's up? This Earl, bud.
Big Earl!
Yeah, what's going on?
Nothing. What's happening with you, bro?
I'm just going to get a little deep on that subject you was talking about.
Come on.
And you asked which one is the best pimp.
Yeah.
It boils down to more than just one thing. One is which one of them is actually working the lane they choose to be in.
Both.
So both of them, see, right, then in that aspect.
Earl, listen to me, man. When you want to do something, fine. But you can't change the specifics to fit wherever you coming from. Because I said from Jump Street, both of these motherfuckers rolling. Both of these motherfuckers stay 5D. This nigga catch hoes. This nigga might catch once a year, blah, blah. I've said all the differences. But I made sure that whoever was listening could hear that them, both of them niggas is rolling equally. That's why the question to me is important. Because they're both, you can try to separate it, but I'm clarifying it. There's no separation. They both rolling like gangbusters.
No, what I was saying was if the one who catch five a week or something, if that's what he like, that's the lane he want, then he doing what he's supposed to. And if the one that only catch three a year, if he like playing the long game, then he working the lane he want to be in. So in that aspect, they equal.
Let me tell you, you're not wrong. Because I was the nigga that caught one bitch here and, maybe some years I might catch 3-4 bitches. My nigga Shante used to catch a bitch every day down there. Now, what I'm saying is, I said, nigga, why you ain't no bitch no? Because I have a bitch. Once I have her, the bitch is mine. I was in Ken 15 years. Man, why the bitches don't be fucking with you like them, blah, blah, blah. You know, we used to talk crack on each other about that. You know, nigga, them bitches don't want to fuck with you past 24 hours, nigga. You no pimping motherfucker. Yeah, nigga, you got a home for wayward girls. You know, them motherfuckers, you know, just want to give the nigga some money. I mean, he had what he had to say, and I had what I had to say. But what we was saying was pimp, nigga. It didn't take real pimps to hear that. If you got some real pimp in you, you going to hear me pimp, nigga. I'm seeing you. You going to hear this, what I'm saying. You feel me, Earl?
Yeah, I actually, you just went into the second point I was going to make.
God damn, yeah,
you
bro.
Always, which one is...
I always go too fast for you, man. Damn, go ahead, man. What was your second point?
The second point was, if both of them were better pimps together, then they made one better pimp, period, that could out-pimp anybody against them because of how well they made each other better.
Earl,
if you look at the...
If I was a chef, unless you say that shit, it would have been self-explanatory because that's what we did. We complimented each other. Ike and Mike. Yin and Yang, you know, whatever, the good guy and the bad guy, you know, Mr. Nice Guy, Mr. Mean, I just motherfuck you, bitch. And my partner would say, man, you got to excuse that, brother, because he just dealt with a lot of white girls that just be wanting some dick. And then, oh, no, I would never do that. I'm really serious about we're making them convince us to catch them. Come on, man. This shit is dope, man. Earl, I love you, man. Your shit is dope, man. Even though you just really good, good-natured good guy. You guys got to understand, Earl got this game, but he is really and truly a good-natured good guy. He just ain't no damn fool no more. What's up, Earl? 414, what's happening with you, bro?
Yeah, man, I'm checking in from a and I'm listening to these jewels you dropping, and I just got to say, Sharpens are homeboy.
Hey, bro, you fading out, and I'm missing some of the stuff you're saying.
Iron sharpens iron.
Yes, it
and
does.
You've been dropping major jewels. I got a brother that we've been in competition with each other since we both been doing whatever we've been doing, and he always calls me up, and I always call him up, and we always chop it up, but we also check each other when we need to check each other.
Goddamn
and
right.
Their relationship, you know, and the thing about it is, man, that's why people gravitate to you, OG. When you got Kevin Samuels quoting you, when you got everybody else quoting you, what can the three amigos say? Nothing. So what I keep on telling you, man, they die from 1,000 cuts from the game.
Hey, that's what's happening, man. Because, you know, believe it or not, they still listen to my shit. And they hear some shit.
Bro,
like,
they listen.
Listen, they hear some shit
listen,
like
bro.
You just said. And then that's one of the cuts.
Right.
They're going to get 1,000.
And, you know, the,
go ahead,
1,000
man.
Of them. And,
go ahead.
And then, you know, and the reason why is because the truth, it won't set these lanes free. They just got to kill themselves. And a lot of times people underestimate you because they just do because they're lame. And like I said, man, it makes me proud. They sit up and hear you sit up and say, hey, man, I got a homeboy that's been checking track for years. And he always sits on me and I always sit on him. But we men. And that's what these younger brothers need to understand. You got to have somebody to check you in a way that lets you know, hey, man.
And hey, man, somebody you respect and appreciate, man. You fucking right. I agree with that, brother. That was dope. Hold on, man. 716, who's this? What's up?
Boy, what's up? This is Paul. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Paul. What's happening?
Man, I'm loving this conversation, yo. I heard the last dude talk about iron sharpening iron. I heard you talk about how you and Tay used to get down. But my thing is this. A lot of people talk about, you know, iron sharpening iron and everything, but everybody not iron. Somebody might have metal over their shit, and once you cut it, you got some wood blow, that motherfucker get cut. Because what I've been noticing, I be hitting the shit that I learned from you with niggas, and these niggas will get all in their feelings. It ain't that they ain't got no game. It's just that it's levels to this shit. And when I show you that I'm coming from some real shit, you got to respect it. You can't run from the shit. You can't
Paul.
Yeah.
When you come from some real shit, the motherfucker you talking to should respect it. They ain't gotta respect it. Because what I'm saying is, when you know you dropping something and their reaction is not right, that's an indication that you might not really want to keep fucking with this motherfucker. Paul, people get killed for different reasons. Not that you want to get killed, but you in a situation that you could have got away from if you would have been thinking of it in the terms of life or death. I'm saying any of that gotta shit, the only thing gotta is you gotta know what you're doing. Other than that, things happen. You know, I ain't saying you wrong. I'm just saying don't get to thinking no point blank gotta. Anything can happen.
Point blank. Yeah, I feel what you're saying. And that's what I'm talking about on top of that. That's what I'm talking about, too, because if I could see this motherfucker ain't hearing nothing I'm saying and I know what the fuck I'm saying, I ain't even about to waste my time on the motherfucker because
thank you.
Now, Now you playing dick measuring games, and you ain't even saying what the fuck I said. You trying to say some shit that you saying just so you could talk, just so it can make it hit sound like something, and you ain't saying shit. So,
hey, LaPaul, one more thing. You got to, you know, be calmer, man.
But you know I get that shit from you, bud. You can't say
we're in an environment, and it's like a safe environment, so you can do and say and woo woo. But in the street, you got to remember the ultimate thing: stay calm, be cool, calm and collected. And this motherfucker can't blame nothing on you as far as what happened. Because when you bust this motherfucking ass up, you're going to be able to point to him and say, I told you to be cool, man. And you, hey, we used to put 300-pound heavy bags, man. Me and my nigga Tay. We wasn't bad. But let me tell you, if you fucked with a nigga, because we had me and this nigga was on Detroit, at Detroit Liquor Store. And we talking shit. And these fucking recruits, Marine recruits, did whatever they did. And they was like experiencing some leave on Sunset Boulevard. And me and this nigga is on Detroit Street at Detroit Liquor Store. And the motherfucking white boys, they just started coming across the street, right across Sunset. They was at this motel. The name is, and this motel was known, you know, hoes, woo-woo. So they coming from this motel. And then they was about, fucking gonna take these fucking goddamn motherfuckers. They was talking crazy, the motherfuckers. Then they got up, walked up to me and Tay, and said, you want to die, boy? You want to die, boy? You want to die, boy? And shit like that. It automatically. I knew that karate shit, so I went to the karate, and then my fucking boy, this way, the fucking white boy, the next thing he was here, get out of here, whoa. The white boy, but they see, we were some niggas, but ain't that a bitch? We some pimp niggas. But a bitch, we ain't no punks. 347 up. 347, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? You know I love you, bud. I fucks with you. I just had a quick question. Two questions.
Come on.
Can you come? You know, you was in the life, right? I was wondering, how is your life now, being that, you know, you say you ain't in the life no more? How is it dealing with, you know, women when you tell them you was in the life? Like, what's the reaction? How has it been for you? And the second question is, what do you think about letting women move in with you to help with bills and stuff like that? You know, because it's rough out there.
Jesus Christ, man.
And other than that, huh?
Dude, listen to this, please.
Talk to me. Hit me, man. Hit me in my chest.
Hey man, this show right here.
If it's a whack question, just say it's a whack question.
Can you be quiet, please?
Yeah.
Hey, this show here, if you go to the front of it, I'm not saying you can, but you might hear me fussing at this business with me. Now,
okay.
Just listen, man.
Yes, sir.
The bitch is here, got a job, and is one of the work-from-home jobs. So she in the room. You know, I got an extra room. I told her that you could work, you know, woo-woo. So I'm in here, you talking whatever shit. And the bitch say, well, you know, say something like, I can hear you. Wait, bitch. I'm not trying to motherfucking have some motherfucker tell me to be quiet in my house. Now, I don't give a fuck how long you've been living here. It ain't our house when you start talking some shit. It's mine, because I pay all the bills. And this is why I don't let the bitch pay no bills. I don't let the bitch pay no bills. You said help pay with bills. I don't let the bitch pay no bills. You ain't paying shit in here. Because when I tell you to get the fuck out, I'm going to be serious. I don't want you telling me what you paid. So my thing, as far as what you asking me is, I hate bitches living with me, man.
Okay, autonomy. Yeah.
No, no, no. It's about
who that laughing.
Somebody, you know, y'all. Let me chat y'all down because I think I'm hearing some shit I shouldn't be hearing. What I'm saying is, man, the freedom is gone.
Right.
When somebody live with you, the freedom is gone. Man, I can have a
right.
TV. I'm ready to go to bed whatever time. And I got the TV where I got it. I like it there. Turn it on the volume. I like it all. Turn the air on whatever. Turn whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Perfect for me to just go to sleep. Then I ain't
right.
nobody fucking with me. Ain't nobody going to be waking me up. Ain't nobody going to be doing none of that goddamn shit that pissed me off and make my day fucked up. But
right.
Listen, man. I'm going through all that right now.
Okay.
And the cold part about it is I like the bitch.
Mm.
Now, this is fucked up. Because I know me. I know me, bitch, fuck you and fuck this. You know, that's where I'm coming from
right.
You know, ask my nigga Shante, he'll tell you, that nigga tell you fuck you in a minute. And that's where I've been
he
coming
did.
From. That's where I've been, listen, man. That's where I've been coming from with all these motherfucking bitches I've been fucking with. Except this one. We didn't argue.
Right.
Listen, bro, God damn it. We didn't argue. I didn't tell the bitch to get the fuck out of here, motherfucking bitch. You might have heard that just now. Well, I ain't no bitch because I called her a bitch just now. Don't be calling me no bitch. I'm tired of you calling me a bitch. You is a bitch, you know what I'm saying. But, hey, you guys, if you want to hear this shit, I think you can hear it when you go to the very beginning of the show. Because, goddamn, when I was in there, like, when it was like 45 seconds to go before the show came on, bitch said some shit. I had to go in there, man. But what I'm saying, man, is I can't answer that question honestly because... Right now, the way I think, this bitch is gone.
Mm.
I thought this a couple of times, man. I actually thought this a couple of times, and the bitch still here. It ain't because she said she wanted to be here. It's because I, like, did want the bitch to go.
Right.
I'm saying you got to grow, man. I'm not saying
right.
you got to grow. I'm saying, men, people, we got to
right.
grow, man, and you got to see what's going on so you can think
yeah.
what the fuck you think, you know, and you can really, really
right.
believe what you're thinking. But if that ain't what time it is, you got to reset. And if you don't reset, you got to deal with the consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, what if, you know, I like this bitch, blah, blah, blah. And she like me, blah, blah, blah. And what if she the right? What if she the right bitch and I'm being a knucklehead because of where I'm coming from?
Okay.
You know, shit is not a deal-breaking shit that's going on with me and baby.
Okay.
It's just
right.
shit that I don't like.
Right.
But it ain't deal-breaking shit. But to me,
okay.
the smallest thing is really the biggest thing. Because that small thing, you should
right.
really be able to look over and pass it up. But if you can't pass that up, how the fuck are you going to be able to pass a little big thing? I'm just
Diamond.
Saying, you know what I mean? Paul, what's going on, man? Hang on, 347. Paul, what's up?
All right, so you said you be being hard on them. So you saying right now at this moment in time, maybe you growing or wherever you coming from, but let's say 2,000 bitches ago. What if there was 100 of them that was right for you? Would you say you was on some knucklehead shit then? Or you could have grown up and you was just being hard on them or whatever you said?
Take game, man. Back in the day, almost any broad a nigga said something to wanted to fuck with. but you had to eliminate some of them. You had to say something, you know, that was going to bring something out in them that you don't like. Otherwise, what I'm saying is, me and Tay, I'm telling you, man, it was really like this. Man, as soon as we start talking to a bitch and we see we like her, we trying to eliminate her. Now, get this bitch out of here, man. This bitch is a punk. Because we had too much to lose. We had too much to lose just to be catching bitches. You know, now that we're going to make a bitch qualify. You know, bitch, woo, woo, woo. Meet me over here, woo, woo, woo. And then we ain't coming, and then the bitch got to call me. And then when the bitch call, we got to say we doing something, blah, blah, blah. Give me a number. Let me call you back. All of that is important because they ain't doing none of that. They police bitches. But what I'm saying is, if you ain't thinking like that, and you come out this bitch that's just call you and say, man, you know, you talk to me, woo, 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 and you know I'm ready to make that move, and you just go for that, that could be the police. You don't do shit like that, man. Life is what you make it. And the game is what you make it. Period. Yeah. So come on, Paul. You got something else?
No, I understand that. I understand that. You saying that shit. You had your... Well, I don't want to use the word golden years because, shit, you still doing you right now, but you not in the same profession that you was in. So
not in the same profession, not in the same mentality, not the same nothing. It's like 20 years later.
Right.
That's what people make the mistake. They remember what they was in high school and they want to be that. No, man, I want to be the motherfucker that's 70 that was in high school like that, but is this day at 70.
So you said back then, if you like this, you got to get the bitch away from you because that's going to fuck up your business.
Well, I don't know about that, man, but you know, when a bitch like me and I like the bitch, I ain't feeling a little bitch come anywhere around me. You know, she going to have to, you know, do whatever and make extra efforts so we can be hooked up. But that's all showing me she really want to fuck with me. On the tip of me, the tip of Rosebud, this guy, blah, 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 SWU. So, man, I don't want no bitch fucking with me on that.
Right.
All right, you guys, listen, I got some very important shit I want to talk to you about. So, what I'm saying is this. Something in me just makes me believe I'm headed for greatness. Now, I am a conceited bastard, so of course the greatness I think I'm headed for is may not be the greatness you see. but what I'm saying is, once I get rolling, it's going to have a snowball effect. And it's just going to blow up. I got 21 books. I got 3 games. I got 3 degrees. I got fucking 3. Ooh, look at all those 3. 3 games, 3 degrees, 3 videos, 1 patent. I mean, shit, I got a lot of fucking shit to get busy with, you know. But none of the shit is going to work unless I give it to some peck of wood to do. Or one of them hit. And I start rolling, then I can bring all my shit in. That's why I know patience is a virtue. You know, I've heard this shit for years, how life is so unfair. But if you do the right things and you wait, life is fair. Life is unfair to the motherfucker that thinks they're on the right track and don't push the envelope as far as possible. Now, life is unfair for that motherfucker. But most men who are, like, on the right track and, shit, let me see, I want to give it shit. Most men who's on the right track, they just play safe. And play safe in the game of life. And they win because they played safe. I mean, they could have taken a risk. to get what they got. But unless they were really, you know, in control of themselves, otherwise they really felt that they should be there, you know, they're going to be feeling lucky and they're going to play it safe. 347, what's up, man?
No, I'm listening, but get out the old school. I'm listening.
Okay, but you don't have no question? I don't know, man, these guys. But what I'm saying is, that's why the motherfuckers who made $3 million, you didn't think anything, but they made $3 million. They're going to slowly spin that shit. If not, fuck it all off in some thing. And the man who worked and did whatever, saved, blah, 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 and accumulated $3 million, he'll continue to grind away at what he's doing. He won't act like he's rich. He won't even think he's rich. He's just going to grind away. Because of the safety and it being proven to work. He's proven what he do works. But the man who makes a few million and view it as only the first step to amassing enormous wealth will not be afraid to invest that money in something that he believes we'll take it to the next step. Because what I'm saying is his life is about his destiny. Even if it fails or breaks it, that's not his destiny being broke. His destiny is being able to come back. Now, it may break his pocket, but it will not. And he knows it will never break his fucking him. So he's confident that he's going to do everything he did to get to this point again. But he's going to incorporate something else to be safer. And when he gets ready for step, the next step, he's not going to be afraid to take it. I will never be afraid to go all out on anything I believe, because I'm not stupid. I am not going to believe some bullshit. I'm 100% down and dirty, and once I see it makes sense for me to do it, that's what I'm doing. And be honest, I mean, this is a quality I hope I never lose. I hope I never lose the quality of believing in myself. I wouldn't have so aggressively pursued the things that I have in the past few years if I did not believe in myself. I waited many years since retiring from the game to rise to the top in another field. I'm laughing because I ain't never left that game, but as you know, I ain't had balls in 20 years, so I had to leave it. I just want to be at the, you know, with the cream of the crop. You know, I firmly years ago, I just believed that I was just going to achieve greatness. And I needed to really exercise patience. Now, many years later, after earning the bachelor's of masters, you know, and being celebrated as one of the best motherfuckers that ever really did this shit. Now, you got to add to that, you know, I got a patent all the way with my lighter holders. And, you know, they're the theme holders, that's what they're called. Because I ain't going to just be doing teams. I'm going to be doing all kinds of themes. I'm gonna be doing real things with this shit that I'm doing. It's gonna be a few more months, but you know, you hear from me and I'll let you know when the shit is jumping up. Just wish me the best, because life is fair. You get out of it what you put in it. And I don't care what you say, I work. I work hard. Now let me ask you something. What takes all of your life to build? And when you die, what you built stays behind. Who's going to answer that for me? I know none of you. Because you don't want to be on Front Street. You don't want to whatever. So I'll just tell you, man. It's like you guys need. You're not going to try to learn anything. You're just going to need someone to tell you. It's your reputation. There's things in life that matters. And they have a direct effect on your life. If you're driving 50 miles an hour, wouldn't you want to know if there's a fucking brick wall around the corner you're about to turn? What if you had no idea that a brick wall was there and you was driving fast? What would happen? This is how students at Sidewalk University see learning. What was once something that they wanted no parts of, they now embrace. 513. What's up?
You said I wasn't, ain't nobody answer, but I was trying to call and shit. But the only thing that matter when you die, man, is all that cool shit you did when you was living.
Okay, bro. What's your point?
That's all. I was just trying to answer the question. I'm going to go back to the show. You got to be quick. I heard you. I was just trying to answer the question.
Thank you.
All right. All right.
816, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, what's happening?
Hey, what's up with you, Rosebud? I had a question about your course. Well,
okay.
I got the course, but I'm want to get into the Sidewalk University. I was wondering the cost.
Hey, you got the full course?
Course from.
So you got 7 parts?
Yes.
Okay, then you only need to pay the tuition $500.
Okay, that's, and you say you do the.
The new semester starts. 2021. This is the last semester for this year.
Okay, and listen to your past shows. You said that you do.
Sorry.
Say it again.
I meant 2022. All right.
All right, and I heard you. Yeah, I got. And you said that you do your conference calls Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah, man.
Cause all right, man.
All right, man. Be cool. 414. What's up?
Man, nothing, man. I'm listening. The question is, when I die, I hope my legacy. You know what I mean? That everything that I laid for these last couple years, that my kids pick up on it. But when I die, it's the legacy, man. Let know their dad was there for them. It's the legacy for me, man. So, you know,
that's
I hope
what's
that's
up,
a good answer.
But I hope you don't pass. Hey, I hope you don't pass as soon as it sounds like you talking about, man. Shit. You don't sound like you don't sound like you think you got 40 or 50 more years. Shit. I'm 68. I know I got at least 20 more.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I still got it, man. You know, like I said, you got to get wet, but sometimes you got to. Your conversation be humbling to me, for real. So it just
hey,
it, you
so,
bring
yeah.
up a lot of good thoughts.
Just be cool, man, because that's what I do. I want you thinking. I want all of you thinking. 337, what's up?
Hey, Rosebud. Hey, I was gonna call in and answer that. I was gonna say legacy also, because when I die, I want my mark to be left with this world. I mean, when a person died, the mark that you leave represents your legacy. It represents everything about you, and it carries on for generations to come. So that's
okay.
What I was gonna say also, legacy.
Wait, I agree with you. But what have you done, or what is a part of your legacy that's going to be for generations to come?
Well, my legacy for, like, my children.
No, not your children. Your name is the legacy for your children.
Oh, okay. My personal traits that they're going to remember me
King or like Eldridge Cleaver or, you know, somebody that left something that a lot of different people can identify with. Not that it's right, not that it's the best. It's that that would be your legacy, that let's say you was a very giving person and used to walk around on every holiday and give $200 of quarters to the homeless people. I mean, that would be something that was a legacy. Not that people would want to do it. That's something that helps others other than your family.
Well, my legacy to help others other than my family, Rosebud, like one thing I do that people point me out of is, like, I give people the roses and the flowers before the damn funeral. It's like so much when people, like, pass away in the funeral, then you want to come with the flowers and you want to say all the incredible things about that person. Well, I like
you
to do that to, like...
You celebrate it while they're living.
Right.
Good shit, because
you
man.
Never know, Rosebud.
Good shit, brother. I disagree with it. That's good shit.
No, I don't know, like, not one other person in my circle that does that. However, they all admire that. They all admire that, and that's like a personal trademark that they know me for. I give you the flowers, and I'll verbalize my appreciation and talk to you and let you know how important you are to my life while you're still here.
Hey, that's good, man. I actually applaud that. So, you know
thank
what?
Thank you, Rosebud.
Hey, I'm serious, man. That's some good shit. Let me tell you guys something. This, I was very unsure about this particular topic, but this was a fucking good topic. And in 914, you know what? I shouldn't have cut off, but you guys got to give me 30 seconds, man. Let me go use the bathroom, man. Then I come back. We going to keep going. All right, goddammit, I'm coming back. I'm sorry, I had to go. Fuck. The amp's going to blow up. But, excuse me, 914, did you have something you wanted to say?
Yes, sir. How we doing, bud?
All right, how about you?
I'm doing good. But I just want to tell you thank you. I had an interaction where, like, 2 days in a row, I scooped up the baddest shorties, right? And then one of my friends, he fucked up both of those situations, right? And if I didn't know what you told me, I would have got caught up in his sauce. But I stood my ground, and I just want to call you and thank you, bud.
All right, brother. You know what? That's some dope. And
you
understand? That's what's important to me. You never know when, but there could be a time in your life that something we talked about or you overheard on my show helps you, you know, get to where you need to go. That's what it's about.
2,000%. 2,000%. Thank you, bro.
Thank you, man.
Well, we're going to chop it up. We're going to chop it up. You're ready. Thank you, bud.
Wait. This Cam?
Yeah, I got stories to tell you. I'm going to get at you.
Hey, all right. Get at me, man. All right, man. Be cool. Hey, you guys.
All right.
I'm just cut out. Thank you. We have had a very good conversation. But I got to get ready for my fucking class, man. So be cool.